Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. 50 years ago yesterday, under a secret arrangement with the federal government put in place by Robert F. Kennedy, Nashville student Freedom Riders boarded buses from Montgomery, Alabama to Jackson, Mississippi under National Guard escort. The National Guard escort was in response to a series of violent incidents that threatened the Freedom Riders, the most serious of which occurred on Mother's Day, May 14, 1961, when the riders were met by an angry mob dressed in their Sunday finest as if they'd just come from church in Anniston, Alabama. Due to the ferocity of the mob, the bus decided not to stop at the bus station, and it quickly left. But members of that angry mob had slashed the bus's tires at the station. A few miles outside of Anniston, the tires began to deflate, and the bus was forced to pull over. As the bus driver fled, a mob of men who had been following the bus got out of their cars and surrounded the Freedom Riders. From somewhere in the crowd, a firebomb was thrown inside the bus and it exploded. As the Freedom Riders tried to escape the smoke and flames, they found they could not use the exit doors as they were blocked by the surging mob. Just then, one of the gas tanks exploded on the bus and the mob rushed back, allowing the Freedom Riders to push the doors open and finally escape. As they exited the burning bus, the Freedom Riders rushed outside, still choking from the thick smoke, and were beaten by the waiting vigilantes. Only an onboard undercover agent prevented the Freedom Riders from being lynched that day. He fired his gun into the air, and that startled the crowd and drove them back. Later that same day, the Freedom Riders were beaten a second time as they arrived in Birmingham, Alabama. Alarmed by the violence, President Kennedy dispatched his brother, then Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, to strike a deal with the state officials from Mississippi to ensure that the Freedom Riders would have safe passage to Jackson. In exchange for their safe passage, the Freedom Riders would be arrested. Tune in to our next Hidden History when the Freedom Riders are sentenced to the infamous Parchment Farm. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.